You have shown that exercise results in the loss or diminution of this marrow fat.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. We knew from our cell culture studies that exercise or signals like exercise in cell culture can decrease fat formation in cells that form fat. And so we decided to apply this in an animal model, and we ran mice for approximately 6 weeks. And mice love to run, so it's not like humans. Humans, we don't love to run, and they just hop on those wheels and they just go. It's probably akin to our walking, to something that would be enjoyable to us as humans to do physically. But they hop on the wheel, they run for about 6 hours every night, and we notice a significant reduction in the amount of fat that they have in their bones. So the exercise seems to really, really significantly affect the quantity of fat that's in the bone and also to increase the quantity of bone that there is. So there is this very clear inverse relationship. We exercise the mice, they gain bone, they gain bone strength, and they also have a reduction of this marrow fat. So I think in that setting, the fat might be bad for bone health.
So I should exercise. Is it aerobic exercise or is it weight-bearing exercise? Or don't you quite yet know, because it's hard to get mice to lift weights.
Exactly. It's very, very hard to tease apart. And that's a question that we get a lot, especially in the exercise field. We sort of work with what we can with the mice. The mice like to run. It's a very easy intervention, exercise intervention, but we can't really tease apart what component of that intervention is causing these changes in the bone and in the fat within the bone. But we do know very clearly that several different types of exercise in humans have been shown to increase bone density, weight bearing, as well as less so non-weight bearing. So swimming is, of course, notorious for not doing much for bone health as opposed to running or walking, which is very significantly increases bone density.
So if I want, as a human, based on an extrapolation of the studies that you have done in mice, I ought to be walking with some kind of weight on my arm or around my legs. Those people who walk with weights on them, maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think that weight-bearing exercise has clearly been demonstrated to improve bone density in humans and in mice, too.